Have you had any more Toby Lerones in?
We've had so many that we need to kind of gather all the clips that we've got, and in a couple of days we'll come back to them and choose the best.
Have we got more for today?
No, not today, no. It's a full show today. And tomorrow is the same, another full show. So Thursday, we're
Do you love that? Have we had many Toby Lerones? We have got loads. Have we got some to play today? No, not today.
Do you know what?
Not today, though.
I'll be honest, there's just too many. We're literally up to about 30 or 40 now.
How can we have so many that we don't end up playing one?
Because the time it takes to go through all those shows and get them
right
is immense.
But we didn't get one.
We did, but how do you pick which ones should go the next day? So what we thought we'd do is get as many as we could and then choose the best.
Just get some for us to play. I don't understand how you get... we got loads of people sending stuff in. And have we got any audio to play? No. That doesn't make... How does that work? We've got people in the working on the show all day till 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the evening, and we don't have one?
We've got a few projects coming up, so they wanted to focus on those yesterday.
Yeah, well, we've also got the day-to-day show to do.
Well, today's a full show.
So what have we done for today's show? Right, first half hour, the production team provides nothing.
No, because there's no point, because you won't do
anything. 7 to 7.30, they provide nothing. We have one caller for Celebrity Raspberry. So that's 1 hour of the show you have to do nothing about. 9.30 to 10's Cowboy Catchphrase. It's an hour and a half now that you don't have to provide material
for. It's not workload. If we put stuff into the show, you won't play it, because it's a full show.
I'm asking for it. I'm saying, where's the clips? I want to play the clips.
Fine. We'll get them for
what
tomorrow.
What are these Muppets doing all day?
A comic relief attempt. Tina's tomorrow. She's got an hour, which we're putting together. We've also got a very secret project.
What's weird? Let her do that on her own.
No, that's not fair.
Don't blame me.
What do you mean that's not fair? That's her prize. She gets an hour to do whatever she wants to do with.
Tina came up with the idea, and we're making it happen. And it's a lot of fun, but it's taking quite a lot of arranging.
So for today's show, what have you, Sam and Matt, what the three of you, for today's show, what did you do yesterday for today's show?
We don't need to do anything for today's show.
I'm asking you, what did you do yesterday for today's show?
Nothing.
You did nothing for
because
today's
it's
show?
A full show
and
today.
You think that... Oh.
This should be an off-air conversation, shouldn't it?
No, it should be a damn on-air conversation, because you haven't given me any ready material to do. There's three of you, and you came up with nothing for today's show? And you don't find that a little bit weird? You don't. You're shaking your head. You're not speaking to me now?
No.
Really, you're not speaking?
Because I think you're wrong. I think today's a full show. I don't think we needed to come up with stuff for today's show.
What did the three of you do who produced this show? What did the three of you do for today's show? And you're looking at me in the eye and you're saying, nothing.
Yes.
Are you out of your mind?
No,
I'm
not.
You don't think that's weird?
No, I do not.
What if Dom turns up tomorrow and goes, I don't have any news?
But
I have a lot of news for Thursday.
Because you know what's
Thursday,
coming up.
Thursday, we're overbooked with news.
And I can't talk about what's coming up, so it's unfair to do
but
this.
But you've got to do both, man. You've got to do both.
Only on shows that need stuff. Today's a full show. We've got guests coming in. We've got the Brits coming up. We've got Monday.
Toby Rome. We've got loads
Celebrity
coming
Raspberry,
in
and
every
and we've got
day.
Catchphrase.
You've got to do it all every day.
You will not play it. There's too much in today's show. There's no point giving you stuff
yesterday.
That you won't do. Because we had less than the show yesterday.
Look, just... And by the way, if I decide to not play, I decide to not play
Absolutely.
It. But if I don't have it to play, then I'd have no choice.
Fine.
I've got Guess Who.
Do you pipe down?
All right, sorry.
I think I've got one too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, good, because we need something.
Well, I can't think who it is.
Well, that's
really
a rubbish
guess
who then.
Maybe that's the Guess Who.
Maybe I need to find out who it is first, and then I can play with you.
Maybe we ask you loads of questions. Hang on, let me come back to this. Let me finish arguing with Alad.
In defence of Alad.
Don't defend Alad.
No, because I like to.
Because Alad's taking it personally and getting a strop on.
Listen, far be it for me to jump in the way of two warring stags like yourself, but I know that Alad and everyone else on the show are currently working on something amazing.
I get that. That's fine. But, Dave, I'm not being funny. That's their job.
Yeah, I'm going to jump out of this now.
Dave, that's like me getting to 9 o'clock and going, you know what, I've done so much talking today, I'm done, I'm going to come back, I'm going to save myself and come back and do a bit more tomorrow. That's my job. It's their job every day to work on the show. And you know as well as I do, some days, Matt Fincham sits there, bobbing his head about, listening to songs all day. You know, going off for lunch or whatever. Don't give me that. They go and see movies for an hour and a half.
They don't. They work hard. I'm there in the office. I see them.
By the way, you've still got glitter on your moustache.
No, I don't.
You do.
Have you?
How's that even possible?
Look at me, look at me.
Yeah,
look
you
me.
Have. If you catch look it, at the light you have.
Will you stop distracting me from my argument?
But this is distracting me. You've still got fairy dust on your...
Do you not realise 10 minutes ago I said that I have no more for the opening link? And I need to make something out of this. Al has no idea what I'm doing. He's taking it all personally.
In a funny way, though, all this arguing about not having anything has given us so much.
That's not a funny way, Dave. That's the plan! Because we have no material! You doylem! Can't talk about dancing on ice again! I'm pushing it with Jim and steak con carne, which turns out to be steak with meat.
I enjoyed your steak con carne story.
Thanks.
Do you want to know what I had for dinner last night?
No, I want to wrap this up with Alad. Alad,
okay.
Just write it down, too.
Look, all I'm saying is we the Toby Lerone thing is we should have had some clips for today.
Fine. I'll make sure they know.
We should have stuff for the show every day.
I'm more comfortable with this being an off-air conversation. Look,
we have nothing!
I'm still more comfortable with this being an off-air conversation.
I don't care what you're comfortable with.
Clearly, that's quite obvious.
Right. Because we have to do something on the show. Arnold, I talked about making chili con carne with steak last night.
You do that
for 5 minutes.
Do that every day, Chris.
We asked Dominic about the gym.
I've been to the gym. I've been once.
He told us what he does at the gym. He doesn't even know the names of any of the things.
Now that you're in this mood, I can't even tell you what the latest thing I was doing for the ITV2 show, which was to be going to the Glee dance last night.
I know about that.
And I was just thinking, gosh, tomorrow morning, Chris is going to look at me and go, are you embarrassing me again? You didn't even go towards the Glee dance. Instead, you went on about the show.
Well, bring it. Offer it up. Tell me about it.
I had headbands and everything.
Oh, we haven't got time now. Yeah. We spent too busy arguing. See, if you'd have just been on the ball, we could have been gleed up now.
Sam and Matt have the whole document of all the clips we've got, so I'm sure we'll have some for tomorrow.
I like it when we all get on.
I like it when we argue.
It's nice to make up, though, isn't it, I think?
But we don't have to make up. Alan and I do this all the time. Alan takes it personally and throws a strop. And then I give him a hug, and then he swears at me off the air.
Yep.
And then everything's fine again.
Everything is fine now.
But we both go home, and we have a little think to ourselves. He thinks I'm an idiot, and I think he's late.
Is Chris's thing I do enough? I find it a very fine balance, these shows.
We're like less than a minute on this, and then we're straight into the news, and we'll be on time.
Okay.
So I'm unless there's anything else to add, I'm good with it.
No, I'm good at that.
You want to wrap it up?
We'll have clips tomorrow.
Of what?
Of Toby Lerone.
Oh, I'm over Toby Lerone now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's gone on way too long.
Carly Whirly?
It's done for me.
Annette Curtin?
Tina's tea last night.
Oh, yeah, what did you have?
I wrote it down.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even ask if you went to the gym.
I had spinach and ricotta tortellini.
Oh, boring.
Yeah.
Do you know the way she says that sounds like she made it, but I know that spinach and ricotta tortellini is out of a packet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What's the difference between tortellini and tortelloni? Because sometimes in the cafe they have tortelloni, but I think it's tortellini. Is one singular and one plural?
I don't know.
Are they different?
I don't know.
Hang on. We did it. We're going to be spot on for the news. First half hour, all perfect. Listen, we haven't got time for any Toby Lerone clips now, anyway.
Mm. I mean, all he's going to do is just slow the show down.
I'm sorry.
Jocker.
Yeah.
Anything you worked on for...
We're going to drop it.
But we'll have it for tomorrow.
Let's drop it.
Right. Are you all right now?
I'm good. I'm probably
Are you sure?
Good.
Yes. Do you want to have a hug?
I'll take a hug.
You going to swear at me off the air?
Not at all. I'll just hit you, but fine.
I'd rather you swore at me, to be honest. Swear at me on the air. Why don't we pencil it in? 7:05, you swear at me live.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. In Welsh?
Cantonese, I think.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I can help with that.
Yeah.
Call you a daft apple crumble, won't you?
You apple crumble 7.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Come on, Al, let's have a hug. Come on. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch his face, though. See if he makes a face. You know, like in EastEnders, when they hook and the camera zooms in and they're making a face. Ready?
Is he making a face? I can't see.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Dave?
Yep.
What about me?
He looks comfortable.
Yeah. I can see the face.
You're tapping me.
Come on, I want to hear world news.
You want to hear what?
World news.
All right, okay.